A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When a large crowd gathered with people from one town after another, journeying to Jesus, he spoke in a parable. A sower went out to sow his seed. As he sowed, some seed fell on the path and was trampled, and the birds of the sky ate it up. Some seed fell on rocky ground, and when it grew, it withered for lack of moisture. Some seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew with it and choked it. And some seed fell on good soil, and when it grew, it produced fruit 100-fold. After saying this, he called out, "Whoever has ears to hear ought to hear." Then his disciples asked him what the meaning of this parable might be. He answered, "Knowledge of the mysteries of the kingdom of God has been granted to you, but to the rest they are made known through parables, so that they may look but not see, and hear but not understand." This is the meaning of the parable. The seed is the word of God. Those on the path are the ones who have heard, but the devil comes and takes away the word from their hearts, that they may not believe and be saved. Those on rocky grounds are the ones who, when they hear, receive the word with joy, but they have no root. They believe only for a time and fall away in time of temptation. As for the seed that fell among thorns, they are the ones who have heard, but as they go along, they are choked by the anxieties and riches and pleasures of life, and they fail to produce mature fruit. But as for the seed that fell on rich soil, they are the ones who, when they have heard the word, embrace it with a generous and good heart and bear fruit through perseverance. The Gospel of the Lord. Jesus, I love you. All I have is yours. Yours I am now, yours I want to be. Jesus, I love you. All I have is yours. Yours I am now, yours I want to be. Andrew Kim Tegan, Paul Chung Hasang, and his companions, the number which is about 103, all died for the love of God. This happened around between 1839, 1866, 1867. These men came to know about Christ from reading books from Korea. Nobody went to them. They learned about the love of God from reading books, and they were challenged, and they started living the life. They started seeking the face of God. From being priests, deacons, catechists, lay people, they were all murdered. 103 of them. Gruesomely, so to say. The entrance song, which I love to sing on the days we celebrate the martyrdoms of our heroes past, tells us, "Faith of our fathers living still, help us to be faithful. May I be faithful to it till death." These men were faithful. And today, I remember the words of Tertullian. Tertullian was a second century apologetics. in his book Apologeticos, he said, the blood of martyrs is the seed of Christianity. The blood of martyrs is the seed of Christianity. Today, look at the number of Catholics and Christians that have come out from Korea. In fact, I lived with one here in LA, Father Kim. Beautiful stories coming from there, even amidst persecutions today, between the North and the South. But they are still fervent, steadfast in following the Lord. No wonder the gospel says to us, some seeds are like those who fell on the rocky path, on thorns, on dry land, and on rich soil. So the question is, my heart, what shall I liken it to? The seed that is the word of God that is being planted, is it falling on fertile soil or on rocky soil or on the pathway? Do I just receive the word and the temptations of the world comes in and chokes it? The example for us to continue to strive is from the martyrs of today. Andrew Kim Tagon, Paul Chong Ha-sang, and his companions never grow tired of doing good. Jesus, I love you. We should be able to say that. All I have is yours. Yours I am. Yours I want to be. Do with me whatever you will. May this prayer be our guiding principle. One of them, if you don't have any. One of the guiding principles. Jesus, I want to love you more and more and more and more. Help me to be faithful till death. Help me to persevere till death. Jesus, I love you. All I have is yours. Yours I am now. Yours I want to be. Jesus, I love you. All I have is yours. Yours I am now. Yours I want to be.